League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it? Look, City, if they turn up.
City are going to get
if they turn up, you numpty.
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. It's Alan Brazil up front with Mike Porky Parry. And we're doing a Capital One Cup special. Don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never, never, never miss a future episode. Right, Porky? Yep. It's Liverpool against Man City. Cracker for the sponsors. What a game. Tickets are so hard to get, let me tell you. Yeah. 700, 800 quid for a pair, and they're gone like that.
I can't believe it, Alan. I tell you what, I love the League Cup final. I genuinely, honestly love the League Cup final. Because I tell you why. You've got to remember that since the Premier League started, Al, a cabal of three, four, maybe five clubs...
A cabal. I'm sure you said kebab.
I didn't. I said cabal. A cabal of maybe three, four, five clubs over the years it's been going can win the Premier League. The other 16 clubs in the Premier League can't win the title, so they have to go for the cup competitions. The FA Cup is the most famous cup in the world. The League Cup now has become incredibly important to those teams.
It's not the League Cup. It's the Capital One Cup.
It's the Capital One Cup, Al, but the Capital One Cup sponsors the League Cup. Started by the league in 1963, Birmingham were the first winners.
Here we go.
Since then, it's grown and grown and grown. And I have to say, I think it's a most magnificent and wonderful day out.
1963, you'd have been about 21 then, wouldn't you?
No, I'd have been about seven then, Al, actually, you know. And thank you very much indeed for, you know, getting personal, as you always do. I want to tell you about some League Cup finals I've been to.
Go on.
When Brian Clough was in charge of Nottingham Forest, I was a thrusting young reporter in the Midlands. My mate, who I worked with, was a big Forest fan.
What was that, the Beano?
No, it was the Birmingham Evening Mail, a very, very austere newspaper. And we used to come down 3 years in succession and watch that Nottingham Forest team win 3 years in succession. Larry Lloyd was a centre-half. Did you ever play against him?
I played against him. I used to turn him inside out.
Kenny Burns?
A glass eye would turn quicker.
Kenny Burns?
Oh, he was awesome. He was awesome.
Okay.
But I did have my time against him. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
And Burnsy and Dave Needham... Kenny Burns, yep. Larry Lloyd were fantastic.
Okay, but you never got past the goalkeeper, Shilton.
Oh, sorry, I think if you check back in time, up at the Forest, the city ground, I think you'll see me dance my way around Big Larry and then wrong foot Shilts and stick it in the pokey. Oh, yes, I remember it well.
Okay, that must have been as big a thrill as when I played for English grammar schools, you know, having been an international footballer myself.
Yes.
Do you mind? Anyway, listen, looking forward to this one. It's fantastic, but of course, it comes with regrets. And the regrets are, being an Everton fan, of course, we were cheated out of qualifying for the final.
What do you mean, cheated?
Well, Sterling. I mean, you know, Raheem Sterling's outrageous cross when it was 1 foot over the line is the most despicable act of cheating in the professional game this season.
Oh, so he held his hands up and said, sorry, ref, the ball was out.
It was the worst decision by a referee, the worst mistake by a referee. And yes, what you've just said is right. When Raheem Sterling knew that ball was at least a foot over the white line, he should then have stopped playing. There's no way in the world he should have used his left... I don't know what you're laughing at. There are still morals in the world, you know.
Really?
He should never have used his left foot to cross that ball. He should have stopped then and held his hands up and said to the ref, the ball's gone over the line.
Like Thierry Henry, you know, knocking Ireland at the World Cup. Yeah.
In my view, that was not as clear as the Raheem Sterling...
What?
Incursion. No, I'm not mad. What happened there was...
Shea Given was right away, handball ref.
It was still a debatable decision. Whereas
it was not debatable, you numpty.
It's clear. Al, Raheem Sterling over the line, absolutely no doubt.
That reminds me, you owe me a bottle of Bollinger.
for...
A case.
Oh, yes, for what?
Yes, Sterling, old big mouth opposite me here, he will not score more than 5 goals this season in the Premier League at Man City.
He won't.
What's he on now?
5.
Yes. It's only a matter of time.
12 games to go. 12 games to go.
Just a case.
Excuse me, 12 games to go. And by the way, he's not flavour of the month anymore, is he? Because after he gave away that penalty in the last City game...
What penalty? That was never a penalty.
Oh, so he's such a brave footballer. He stands there, the ball's coming over. What to do? He twists round like a big girl's blouse and lets the ball hit him on the side of his body. And
I'm
then,
glad you said side of the body. It didn't touch his arm.
And then hit his elbow.
Oh,
so
right.
Therefore, his arm, which is a prohibitive part of the human body...
What
when it comes to football, right, impeded the ball from crossing
absolutely
into the area.
Absolutely crystal clear. Stevie Wonder even called it. Ref, you've got it wrong. There was never a penalty.
You're invoking the name of Stevie Wonder in this sort of football
absolutely
debate.
Yeah.
I mean, I find this, you know, somewhat difficult to handle. But, I mean, if you've got to get to those levels, let me tell you this.
What?
My view is that young footballers who earn £160,000 a year... are role models.
Oh, it's the old jealousy coming out.
Is
now.
He a role model to lie? Is he a role model to cheat?
Bobby Robson. Sir
a role
Bobby,
model to deceive?
Sir Bobby told me, play the whistle, son. Always remember that. Don't look at a linesman.
Yes.
If you think I'm onside, offside, play the whistle.
Bobby Robson was a great man, Sir Bobby Robson.
Yeah, and I'd rather listen to him than you.
Enormous respect for him, but in the end, he couldn't even remember your name.
Oh, that's harsh.
He couldn't.
That is nasty. You once opened doors at the FA. Good evening. Good morning.
No, I
come
didn't.
In. You did.
No, I was director of communications.
No, you opened doors down at the Westminster Bridge.
Yes.
The Football Hall of Fame. Hello, sir. Would you? And hello, Sir Bobby. He wasn't Southern. Hello, Mr. Robson. Come in.
Yes.
And now you're smashing his image by saying he was a bit forgetful.
Well, he was a bit forgetful, wasn't he? He used to call you by the wrong name sometimes.
No, he didn't, Mike.
I mean, I think you'll find that he sometimes. Anyway, we've got to move on from
it. Mike. No, he didn't.
We are talking about the Capital One Cup final, okay? And the reason we're talking about the Capital One Cup final is because this has become such a big event. The sponsors are now piling in to get involved with this, OK? It has become a big event. Now, the reason it's become a big event is because the top teams know that if they get to the final of this competition, it's a massive, massive world event. It's a massive payday. And they can go on and do greater things. Do you agree with me?
I think it's a great game because we've got two top clubs. I really do. And I think Klopp...
Two top clubs. I'd say one top club.
No, two top
I'd
clubs.
Say Manchester City are a top
no,
club.
No,
I'd say
your Everton scarf
no.
up your
jacket.
No, just put it away
I'd say
for one moment.
I'd say Liverpool are still getting to the title of top clubs.
Liverpool is worldwide one of the greatest, right?
Yes.
And I think
a fading giant, yes.
No. Just because you lot in blue can't hit a barn door, Klopp is a breath of fresh air.
Mm.
I think he will win something this year. I do. I think they'll beat City.
Oh, really?
I really do. Yes, I do.
I don't agree with you.
Because I think City have cocked up because of Pep, because of Pellegrini.
Mm.
I think it's a crying shame that they've had to announce before the season ends that he's out, Pep's in. Have a look at City's results since it was announced. I think they beat Stoke and they've lost every other one or drawn.
Mm.
It's a disgrace. What they've done to Pellegrini is a disgrace. I understand they've got the best manager on the planet coming, and he will come and make them great, make no mistake.
Mm.
But he was going for 4 trophies when it was announced,
yes.
Which is terrible. It's wrong. And Manchester United are having the same problem now with LVG. And Jose, they're having the same problem, Mike. Sunderland beat them.
Yeah. Pellegrini, I'm afraid, has just suddenly lost his urge. Sorry?
How's that, Connie?
I'm sorry?
There's a strange noise there.
So you're getting sort of personal now, are you? Getting sort of personal?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you something. I look after my digestive situation like I look after my predictions in football. You've made a ridiculous prediction. You've just said that Liverpool... Ridiculous...
Go on, get on with it.
Prediction. You've just said that Liverpool are going to beat Manchester City.
I think they can, yeah, I do.
I would say impossible.
I think Sterling will score. I think Sturridge.
Impossible.
Listen, Sturridge has got the hump, and he should have the hump, by the way, because I think you've got to be strong-willed in this world, whether it be football, politics, radio, whatever. You've got to be strong in your mind.
What are you strong-willed about, then?
I'm very strong-willed.
Do you turn down drink after 2 o'clock every day?
If I'm not in the mood, of course I do.
Yes, yeah, okay.
But Sturridge, you can't be as injured as often as he has been.
Well, he has been.
He's weak-minded that, I don't feel 100%, so I don't want to play.
Do you know what I call these people? I call them feeble-minded. Feeble-minded because they won't address themselves and take responsibility for their own future.
I remember we went to Birmingham City, St Andrews.
Yes.
And I did have a twinge in my hamstring. And I said, the boss
said,
for
Ipswich at the time?
And Bobby, and he said, Alan, he got my name right. Yeah. He said, you keep touching your right hamstring.
Yes.
I said, yeah, boss, I'm feeling it. He said, really? He said, well, this is a big game here. I said, so look, go out, have a good warm up, a good stretch, and tell me if you're right or not. And I did. And I went out and I come back. He said, what do you think? I said, boss, I'm 75%. Think I'm okay, but I'm definitely something not right.
So did you volunteer?
He said, "What do you want to do?"
Yeah.
I said, "I want to play," and I went out and scored two.
Right, and what happened?
So sometimes
at the end of the game?
You have to.
What happened at the end of the game?
No, it was. No, it
I
was,
mean,
it was,
did you?
No,
knock
I had treatment for the next 3 days, and I was fine. It was a midweek game under lights.
Yes,
and I did then play the following Saturday. Mm. I was fine, and it could have been my back.
Yeah,
just something. But anyway, the point of the story is this. I didn't think I was 100%, and I could easily have said, boss, I'll sit this one out. It would have made no difference financially, apart from a win bonus.
Yes.
And I thought, no, give it a go. If it's no good, come off.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I never felt a thing during the game.
Okay. That wouldn't be related to the incident in which you taunted your boss and made him pull his hamstring chasing the team coach.
Oh, no, that was at Sunderland. That was Sunderland away.
And what happened there?
Well, very briefly, Sunderland away, and of course Sunderland are fighting for their lives, beating Manchester United with Big Sam.
Yes.
What a result. We were at Sunderland. In those days, because Ipswich was out of Wayne, tucked away in that corner southeast, that we took the train. So we took the coach to Peterborough, the train to Newcastle, and moved on to Sunderland. Bobby made it so clear to us. He said, if you're late on that, never mind the players' lounge, never mind having a beer with your buddy, you get back on that coach, and we are leaving on the dot. If you if you're not there, we go without you. And we had a brilliant, we battered them, we won easy.
Right.
So we got as much lager down as we could in the players' lounge, and got on the coach.
Right.
And there was Dozy Rosie. Dozy Rosie was a guy called, I shouldn't say that. He was the secretary of the club called David Rose, but we called him Dozy.
Dozy Rosie.
Dozy Rosie. And right on the button, we're all on, we counted, we're all on, apart from Bobby.
Right.
Mr. Rose, Dozy could have had a few beers now. We'll had a win.
So these are all the players.
Dozy, the secretary's right at the front
and
by the driver.
And you're winding up.
Let's go. Train's going. Woo-hoo. Let's go. And we put so much pressure on poor old Dozy Rosie.
Yeah.
He had to go.
Yeah.
And Eric Gates was the back of the bus. He went, whoa, look at this, look at this.
Mm.
And we looked out the back window and Bobby Robson, or Sir Bobby, is now running. He's been signing autographs.
Yeah.
And there's 80 to 100 kids all chasing with paper. And he's going mad. Stop
that coach.
Yeah, Dozy Rosie doesn't know this. And we're having a laugh in the back of the bus. And we're waving to him.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he pulls up. He's pulled his hamstring. So we had to stop the bus. He got on. Yeah. And poor old Dozy Rosie got slaughtered. You're not got a job on Monday. How dare you? How dare you?
Where'd you let the bus go, son?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we got on the train at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And it all kicked off.
No.
There was a opposing train come in with us, and they recognised Kevin Beaton, a guy called Alan Hunter.
Yeah.
And there was punches thrown.
No.
We're getting stuck right in.
Well, that's shocking.
Great win. Great 3 points. Yeah. Great win. Anyway, where were we?
Yeah, we should get back to the football. The thing is, it's a Wembley Cup final. Any player would want to play in that. Any fan would want to go there and be there on a Sunday afternoon. It's utterly a fantastic occasion.
Sterling's a big threat to City, because them two centre-halves are murder.
I don't think Sterling will start.
Oh, they've got to start.
Nope,
and he should start because he's got the European Championship.
I think Pellegrini has put out the word that he's not literally giving 100%. He might be giving 100%, but his talent in his ability to change things for Manchester City has not happened since he was bought for £38 million.
Do you know who I'd leave out? I'd leave out from now, Yaya. Goodbye. Great player. Was a great player. Not anymore, goodbye. Because Pep comes in, he's out. He's out. He's out the club.
Head not in the right place. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he knows. He knows he's no future at City.
Yeah,
I'd leave him out now.
Yeah,
I would.
Well, if Manchester City have got the most talented squad in the Premier League, would you agree, man by man individually, number of men who can lethal strikers, midfield players who can change games.
I'm not
terrific
sure,
defenders.
I'm not sure.
No.
The game against
best goalkeeper, maybe.
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, after seeing Fraser Forster and the performances he's been putting in over the last three or four weeks?
Fraser who played for Celtic when you called it a pub league.
No,
is
I didn't
that the
say
same
that.
Fraser?
No, no, I never said that.
You did.
The boy was growing up in growing into his goalkeeper gloves, obviously, you know, and has now proved himself to be an outstanding individual.
Jack Butland.
Buckland, fantastic. Yeah. I totally agree.
But Joe Hart's still up there, make no mistake. So,
yeah.
Listen, there's no problem there. Have they got the best? I don't know.
They have. Look at their squad, Al, and the size of it and the number of individuals in it. Surely they've got
I do know this. They've got the best manager on the planet coming. He's got $300 million at least.
You don't think he's a bit of a con man then?
Oh, you're having a laugh. A con man?
Yeah.
A con man's sold you that dopey shirt you've got on.
What?
This guy, look what he's won.
Hang on. He emerged from player at Barcelona to assistant coach, player, manager, and it just developed around him. He didn't go out and buy anybody.
He didn't go out and
create a new team. He didn't do a Jose Mourinho and restructure the whole thing.
He has changed football.
It just emerged organically.
When we get the ball, we have players around the ball and we keep the ball.
Right.
When we lose the ball, we get 20 seconds to get it back. The way they press are unbelievable. And Bayern Munich, they thought, oh, we've got the wrong guy here when Bayern Munich took him.
Yes.
They were all Beckenbauer and Co. were saying, it's not
so would
this.
You agree he's
oh,
got
no,
to
no,
win?
No. It's not the Bayern way. It's not the way. Look what they're doing now, Bayern. They're just wiping the floor with everyone.
Oh, well, by your theory then, he's got to win the Champions League this season.
Bayern Munich has got two problems. Real Madrid, not so much, but Barcelona, big problem.
No, hang on, Al. I'm sorry. You're saying the guy's a genius. You've used the word genius to Pep Guardiola. In that case, to prove your point, to stand up your argument, he has to leave Bayern Munich as European champions before he moves to Manchester City.
I think Henkes, when he was getting bombed up, won everything, didn't he? Bayern. Henkes. And he left and he won everything. And I think he probably will. I think Pep, Champions League. My problem is the front three of Barcelona. If it weren't for them, Bayern would win the Champions League.
Well, I'm sorry. If he's a genius, then Pep Guardiola's got to think of a way to get around the most potent, lethal strike force in the history of football, the front three at Barcelona, as you quite rightly say.
I think he's
got to get around it.
I think Bayern will just about win it, to be honest.
You think they will?
Yeah.
So you're saying now, on the record,
Müller, fantastic. On the record, yes.
Champions League champions,
yes.
Bayern Munich.
Yeah,
saying.
And he'll come to City. And he will make
very bold, very bold statement.
And Jose, I'm told, will be at Manchester United. Mm. So Manchester, forget your Mickey Mouses, forget your mob down these lines. Manchester will be the hub. Manchester will be magnificent next season.
Yes.
With City and United.
Yes.
Jose United with $300-400 million to spend.
Yeah.
Pep in there. You've got, listen, I don't know. I love Klopp. I've already said that.
Yeah.
And I like Roberto, but you couldn't hit a barn door. You need a striker that can find the old pokey, can find the goal net. You haven't got one. And then you've got Tottenham Arsenal. Next year's going to be brilliant. It's going to be fabulous.
Let me put this to you, Al, because you literally chose to pursue your career in Ipswich once you got down there and found they were a great club.
I went to Belfield, your training ground.
I know that. But I thought
this is not for me.
I'm putting something to you now, right? Ipswich were a very unfashionable team,
yes,
but they became a great team. This is a bit like what's happening at Leicester now. Can you recognise with the Leicester experience from your time at Ipswich?
A little bit. I can, a little.
In what I'm saying is...
Leicester won nothing yet.
No, but unfashionable team in a strange part of the country.
But you could say that about Forrest under Clough when they come up from the first division.
Yeah, but he was a genius.
Or the second division, the first division, and then won it, didn't they? And they won back-to-back... European Cups, didn't they?
They scraped through promotion from what was then the first division, because it wasn't called the Championship. They literally scraped through the playoffs, right? They got into the first division, won it.
That was remarkable. What Forrest, and you mentioned Burnsy, Larry Lloyd, Dave Needham.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, and with the greatest respect to them, I'm more mobile now than what they were then.
Yes.
But they'd so much in their heads, Cluffy had told them they were indestructible.
Right.
They were magnificent. You're Trevor
but
Francis,
if that's all
Gary
a manager
Bowles.
Have to do... If
no, it's a big part of it, Mike. It's a big part of it.
If a manager only had to go into his dressing room 10 minutes before the start of a game, say, you boys are indestructible, anybody could be a manager. I could be a manager.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
No.
Why?
A manager.
Why?
Impossible.
Why not? I've got great mental powers.
I have worked under you, Talk Sport.
Yeah.
We had 183 listeners.
What?
And now you went away. I think you had a bad cold or something. You went away and came back. Now we've got 3.5 million.
But I was planning for 3.5 million when I went away to deal with acute heart failure. I was on the blinking heart transplant list for 7 months, and you're mocking my medical state, are you?
Yes. Sorry, I am. Because facts are facts.
I find that a bit harsh.
You know, ticker went, we moved on.
Yeah.
Come back.
Oh, I see. Oh, you moved on. Never a thought for me. My wheelchair at Harefield Hospital, anything like that.
Not really.
Didn't see you turning up very often, Al.
Not really.
Eh?
I did say I'd come. You said, oh, no, don't. Hospitals are depressing. I don't want to see my friends shed a tear. I'm like, shed a tear? I was going to bring you a bottle of Lucozid. Never mind shedding a tear.
You were supposed
anyway,
to come.
Anyway, move on, back to the football.
I think we should get back to the football.
So, listen, in those great days of Ipswich, the way things are now, we'd have been in Europe, Champions League, 4 or 5 years running.
Yes.
That's how good we were.
Yes.
Going back to Leicester. There's so much money about now, Mike, that Leicester, I had a bet yesterday, I won't say how much, backed Leicester to win it. And I tell you why. There's 12 games left,
yeah.
Right, when I had this bet.
Yeah.
And I look at the other guys, and they've got 24, 25, 26 possible.
Mm.
12 games, that's a huge advantage. Mm. But the last three Leicester have got, I think you've got your boys Everton, they've got Chelsea and Man U. And if they're still ahead with three to go, I've just got a feeling momentum might just keep them. It's going to be really tight.
Yeah.
But I do, and the point I'm making is the owners of Leicester are mega rich. They've got loads of dough. And the new football deal, there's loads of... So they don't have to sell anyone.
Yeah, but the amazing thing is, they may be mega rich, but they don't need to have to...
At this moment, but they will change the mind.
Yeah, look, if they become Premier League champions and they want to retain their title, they're going to have to match the spending power.
If they win it, they've got loads of money. They could go and buy Stones and Bartley.
No, they won't happen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Listen, can I say this to you?
What?
We all saw the Leicester Manchester City game. No, we didn't. We saw the
Leicester Arsenal.
Leicester Arsenal. Thank you very much indeed. Geez. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, well, it's okay. I'm refreshing my mind here. Right.
Yeah.
Now, when Leicester...
Right, Bobby?
Sorry? Would you just shut up for a minute, please, and let me get on and make my point to our millions of listeners? What I was going to say was, when that penalty was awarded, and I thought it was awarded very rightly, I have no truck with all these people to say, oh, he threw himself over the defender and all that kind of stuff. Vardy stepped up for the penalty. Now, you tell me, as a professional footballer, have you ever seen a more confident penalty struck than that Jamie Vardy penalty? I haven't.
Well, Harry Kane took one, didn't he, against City?
Well,
he
funny enough, on the same weekend, he did.
Yeah.
But Vardy, to me, he was salivating at the prospect of taking the penalty. There was no way in the world that he was thinking, oh, no, I hope I don't miss and all that. He couldn't wait to get going. His striking partner, Mare, right, that's his name, yeah? Yeah, had missed the previous two penalties. So Jamie stood up. He whacked it into a position where no goalkeeper could have saved it. That, to me, said somehow, their manager has instilled such a huge belief in them, they'll do anything.
Yeah.
And succeed.
Well, that's why I had a bet yesterday, you numpty.
Yeah, at what odds?
3-1.
And what were the odds at the start of the season?
5,000.
Oh, a pity you didn't see it coming then, didn't it? Isn't
it,
really?
Listen, hey? I'll buy a new shirt if this wins, bet wins.
So your 250-1 at 3-1 will return you £750.
Hold on, my 250-1.
Yeah.
250 quid?
Yes, at 3-1.
Try a bit more than that, Porky.
Okay, should we say a grand?
Because I've evaluated the top four sides, and Leicester will just nick it.
So shall we say a grand then at 3-1, shall we?
That's going a bit too far.
Right, let's say...
No,
let's say a monkey.
No, my wife listens to Audio Boom.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so I'm saying nothing.
Say nothing, okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm going to enlighten the listeners now. I'm going to settle on a monkey, right? A monkey being £500 at 3-1, 500 quid.
What, you think I'd bet £500? Are you mad?
Right. So we're now talking about at least a grand, which Mr. Brazil is denying.
Listen, I hope I'm not the kisser guy.
We'll go to $2,000. We'll go to $2,000.
But I really hope Leicester. Look. Yeah, I'm a Tottenham man.
Yeah,
I played there. Very fortunate.
Yeah,
and I'd love Tottenham to win it. But I looked at the running. I look at the games left, and I just think Leicester with the momentum.
Yes.
As long as they don't bottle it the last three games.
Yes.
Leicester can win it.
That's right, Al. I just want to remind our listeners of your lost opportunity. We're going to settle on a grand, listeners. Okay, at 3-1, Mr. Brazil returns £3,000. Had he been wise enough to put that £1,000? Unless at the start of the season, 5,000 times 1,000 is 5 million.
We'll leave it there. It's Audio Boom with Mike Crazy Porky Parry.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.